feel that Zimbabwe, being a producer of diamonds, should remain in the KP system, but on condition that it meets the KP minimum standards. And the review mission that was there issued a certain recommendations to the government, and we urged the government to comply and remedy the situation on the ground. And once they do that, they can remain the member and the KP. And if they don't do that, we wouldn't have any choice but to call for their suspension. The committee is going to issue its final report within a few days. Then the government of Zimbabwe is going to get it first in order for it to comment on the recommendations. And once they give their input on the report of the review mission, that report goes to the monitoring committee to act upon it. And, of course, they will have during all this time to remedy the situation. And should they not do so, then there are laws in place in the Kimberley Process Certification System Agreement to deal with non-compliance.
Some analysts feel that the KPCS may not come down too hard on Zimbabwe because there are also political considerations such as that of African Brotherhood.
We are not in politics.